right, next we're going to hear about improving nitrogen management for subsurface drip irrigation cotton in Arizona.
Thank you, Trey. Well, I've really enjoyed this meeting. I think the talks have been very, very good. The last few days I've really been learning a lot of commonality. My co-authors, Doug Hunsaker, Kelly Thorpe, Clinton, Randy Norton, Ed Barnes. We heard about fur irrigation in Arkansas, and that set me up pretty good. In the west, far west, I would say, Arizona, California, this way of fertigating is common. Of course, this is a grass, it's buffalo grass, but they would do the same thing on cotton. And we've been in Arizona for 7 years, 8 years now, and we were in Lubbock, Texas for 12 years. And it's been really good, very enjoyable. I'm a nitrogen specialist by training, learned a little bit about irrigation, and we'll talk about conservation tillage. The bill set me up real nicely on that cover crop. So we did a couple of years study with furrow irrigation as such, 8-row plots, Arlene, a 600-foot run, and it was similar to what you're doing, but there's no tillage here. Overhead sprinkler, and now we're doing a buried drip. Under the surface irrigation, the furrow irrigation, the recovery of nitrogen in the plant is very low, less than 50%, and we are getting a lot of deep percolation is what our water balancer shows, leaching. Not getting the runoff. We block those furrows. It's kind of a pain for the farm to put them up and down every 10 days, but maybe a grower wouldn't do it, I don't know. And then the overhead sprinkler, our recovery efficiency was about 50% or more, and today I'll share you some results on the drip. This is the field that we have. We have 8-row plots. There are 15 of them. There are 15 independent stations here for fertilization and irrigation. These points just represent soil sampling points. We got neutron tubes in every other, 60 points, so 30 neutron tubes. And it's a 330-foot run. It's a little short, but that's what we have. These are the treatments we are looking at, a soil test-based algorithm that we developed in Texas. The starting point of that, if I can get this, find that cursor, there she is a 36-inch soil nitrate test. We were using 24 inches in Texas. We thought that was probably good enough. And then a reflectance base with the sensors. Jack, we use Crop Circle. We actually start out at 50% of the N rate, and then we bump it up. I'll explain in another slide. Here's our – is Bill still here? Bill Robertson, where'd he go? Oh, he walked out. That's too bad. I wanted to show him my pictures of conservation tillage. So here we have a barley cover, and we use rye sometimes as well. And I mentioned that in the furrow irrigation, you're getting a deep leaching, and you're also getting evaporation. Under the sprinkler, we're sprinkling three times a week, so if you eliminate the deep leaching, you still get evaporation with an overhead sprinkler. So this subsurface drip, to my way of thinking, is going to take it a step further because you're eliminating evaporation. The tape is 12 inches deep below the tape. In Texas, with the exception of the Texas Tech Farm that Katie's people were showing some research on, we had a lot of success with 80-inch centers, 12-inch deep tape, so soft furrows, dry furrows. In Arizona, I don't think that will work, so the tape's right underneath here. Now, again, Bill, sorry he left. He mentioned stale seed beds. So the stale seed bed, another thing here is you can say it's always a trouble with drip irrigation to get the crop up if there's no rain. Well, with this stale seed bed, we can wick the water up. So if it's fresh tillage, although the strip till, we have strip till going there, and it takes a little bit longer. You might have to irrigate 12 hours a couple times. But one thing, I'm going to step away from this.
One thing we're going to try is a no-till, so we don't even have a strip till. So we're just planning to do something like that.
This is how we do the fertigation. We use 3200 urea ammonium nitrate. We do it over 6 weeks. We also do nitrous oxide, emission measurements, 24-minute incubation. We have this nice old Hanby rig, which I believe was built in Lubbock, Texas in 1989. We have sensors on there, crop circles, IRTs. And here you can see some of the treatments. We have a zero nitrogen, I don't remember the water level, and a higher nitrogen of water to the right. Neutron probes, we have 7 feet. We do the balance there. Now here's the fertigation coming in. We generally don't do that on the weekends. We like to relax on Saturday, Sundays like everybody else. We start out 2 days a week, then three. During a six-week period for weeks three, four, five, and six, we're fertigating 5 days a week. So we started with half the rate on the reflectance. And when NDVI amber in the reflectance treatment falls significantly below the NDVI amber in the soil test, then we ramp up the rate, the nitrogen injection rate for the reflectance treatment to match that of the soil test. So we're trying to save nitrogen without hurting yield. And the second year, it was even more dramatic. We saved 41 pounds of N because we did not, the deficiency came a little later. So here we're at about 150 and about 111. This is the NDVI amber. These are the low water treatments. I failed to point out we have a 70-75% irrigation treatment without a reflectance. Here the asterisks show is where the reflectance treatment went deficient. And here the second year, it was deficient only 1 day and it recovered right away. We do petiole nitrate, and I'd be interested in folks' comments on this, but most of the time we're below the recommendations. You're supposed to be starting out at 17,000 ppm, and we are only in the good zone a couple times, and then we're deficient. Of course, we're low at the beginning. We're fertigating just a small amount, and then we're coming up. But still, nevertheless, I'm not sure this petiole is going to work for drip irrigation. Here, as an example, is what it looks like under the furrow irrigation, where we have three splits of nitrogen with ground rigs or fertigating, starting at 30,000, which is albeit higher than you need, but normally never see less than 20,000. Here's some of the data now, this 2-year study on the drip I'm sharing with you today. These yields weren't quite as high. Whoops, I didn't mean to do that. The first year we did have some a lot of fruit loss at the bottom of the plant. But one thing I wanted to point out is the nitrogen rates, 156, 141, similar yields, recovery efficiency, 70 to 80%, bale internal use efficiency, 50 to 60 pounds of N per bale. I think that's a little higher than is needed. So the second year now, we have better yields, 1,600, 1,700 pounds. That more dramatic savings in nitrogen between soil tests and reflectance. Our recovery efficiency, now we're getting up to about 90% this year. We also used an isotope. An old colleague from Beltsville, Maryland, gave me 400 pounds of N15 depleted ammonium nitrate that was made in Los Alamos in the 70s. He's trying to get rid of it because he's retiring. So we made UAN. We use regular urea, and that's going to be pretty cool. So another point I want to put out, especially putting together my Texas results and some of the stuff in Arizona with the drip, I mean with the sprinkler and the furrow irrigation, is I'm thinking I've always seen about 45, 50 pounds of N per bale I think is optimal. My opinion is if you got 60 pounds of N to get a bale, that's luxury. Luxury uptake. You applied more N than you needed. Here's the water balances. We had a little bit higher deep perk than I thought there. Second year, we're down where I thought we'd be, 1 to 2% deep perk. Again, I'm a big fan of the soil nitrate test. We go to 72 inches. We do it in the spring, and we do it in the fall. So here's, if you're doing a good job with your nitrogen management, I'm thinking there shouldn't be a lot of nitrogen. Sorry about the jumping around. I'm looking for a slide, and I can't seem to find it. But a little bit of indication of some leaching here. where at the 36 to 72 inch, getting significantly more nitrate, but that's after 2 years. But there's a funny thing I need to tell you about soil sampling in Arizona, is we normally have to irrigate the soil sample. And so it's the same with putting in a 7 foot, 2 inch tube to do neutron measurements. To measure the water, we got to put on about 9 inches. To put the tubes in the ground, we got to put on 9 inches where we don't really need that much pre-water, especially under drip or sprinkler. And then at the end of the season, we stop irrigating in late August. We want a soil sample. I've got to put 6 inches of flood on the soil. So we may have done some leaching with that. And then here's some of the data. I'm almost finished. So this is where we started out. And this is the second year, and here's the third year. This one that's building up a bit is full nitrogen, low water. And we do N2O, nitrous oxides under the drip. It looks really good. We're getting only about 0 to 0.1% of added N is coming off as N2O. Under the sprinkler, we got about 1% of the N coming off as N2O, and under the furrow, it was about 0.5. So the idea of spoon feeding the nitrogen under the drip, it gives you high recovery efficiency, it reduces N2O emissions. There's a lot of win-win-win. We're not getting quite the yields that we were under the sprinkler. So we got some 4-bale yields under the sprinkler, about 3 under the furrow, and we're only getting about 3 under the drip. So it's a little different story than West Texas. If I remember, in West Texas, growers were telling us same amount of water, they were doubling their yields. If they got, you know, a bale and a half under furrow, they were suddenly getting 3 bales. I mean, it wasn't always that way. But and so in Arizona, again, it's about trying to have a more sustainable system going there. Our yields, if you look at the NAS statistics, although the acres are small in Arizona, 200,000, the average yield is 1,500, is 3 bales statewide. So we're consistently the highest. So we want to do it with less water. The cover cropping is good. Wayne makes the point about rotating with corn or sorghum. You can't grow much corn in the summer in Arizona, but maybe sorghum. And then this thing about the soil quality that Bill was talking is important. Those of us that have been around since the 80s, we called it soil quality back in the 80s. Now they call it soil health. So thank you for your time, and maybe there's time for a question or two.
Yeah, we have a couple minutes for any questions.
Yes, Arlene. With what? The drip tape, what is she saying? I can't get her. Clogging of the drip tape. Yeah, I spent $550 for a pH meter, a pump from Cole Palmer, and we acidify continuously. We did the same thing in Texas. And so in Texas, the water is pH 7.7, and in Arizona, it's 8.2. So we set it to 6.5. I get the. So yeah, clogging is the thing, and so I'm a big believer in continuous acidification. There's also still the issue of, for a grower who wouldn't want to flood once in a while, a soil sample of salts building up. But I think that's something to look for on the sprinklers and on the drip in Arizona is salt buildup. The grower would probably have to watch out for that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Speaker.